Cortez Islanders can expect more in-person events and gatherings returning to the community, with pandemic protocols slowly winding down. One of those events is the monthly poetry workshop led by Iris J. Gilday. Gilday splits her time living on Cortez Island and working as an associate professor at the University of St. Michael's College, teaching in the Book and Media Studies program.
So I have offered writing workshops for, I've been doing workshops for about 10 years, I think. I used to do them in Toronto regularly. I had a group of women. I usually used to do women's writing workshops, kind of as healing in writing. And then when I came to Cortez 5 years ago, I started doing some. And then COVID happened, and I did some online, which was nice and it worked. But then just I really wanted to be doing poetry in community again and just offer it. And I also felt like a lot of us have been living in isolation. A lot of us, it's been a difficult few years. So I thought maybe starting to hold some intentional space where we're inviting the creative voice to come forth right now might be really helpful.
Are you finding that people are kind of needing this? Like, what's giving you that
impression? Yeah, I think it was some conversations I've had with folks that were like really feeling kind of stuck creatively. So that was also part of what spurred me to start offering it. I think that I will start doing them more regularly, and then we'll see. We had a small group. I kind of like small groups, to be honest, with poetry, because then we can share. It helps hold the space. So I'm just open to seeing what happens.
Yeah. And what did you call it before? It's inquiry-based poetry?
I call it poetic inquiry. Okay. Yeah, so and poetic inquiry, it actually is a whole research method in qualitative research and in academia. It's a way of doing research where we use poetic language as a way of exploring and researching and making meaning. And in my background is really coming out of trauma, and so it's using poetry as a way of healing in that respect. What I offer in community is really just poetic inquiry as a creative practice and just seeing what emerges.
Okay, yeah. And you were saying that you do this type of process in some of the classes that you teach.
I do, yeah, at U of T.
And what are those classes again?
So I teach in the Book and Media Studies department at U of T, and most of my courses are focused on cultural studies, feminist studies, the ways that media and art impact pop culture, impact self-understanding, impact cultural theory. And so some of my classes are using the arts as a way of exploring, just like I was saying about poetic inquiry. So we would use poetry as a way of opening up some of the theory that we're talking about.
Right. Can you think of anything here on Cortez that where we might be stuck, that the poetry might be, this process might be really useful?
I think poetry is useful in just about anything, whether it's an individual who is stuck kind of emotionally or not sure what they want to do with their career or in a relationship. What poetry can create space. It can create space for us individually and collectively. For me, poetry is really, it's like I talk about poetic consciousness as a way of just seeing the world. And I think, you know, in Cortez, like, we have community that sees the world differently. We are open to dreams. We're open to different ways of being, right? So I think some of us actually already do it probably, but especially I think coming out of winter, coming out of a time when people have been a little bit lonely with that, the pandemic, like I think it's probably really useful to start stirring us in different directions, wherever those directions need to take us.
And so you're going to offer some more workshops in the future?
Yes. I'm not sure what frequency yet. I have to feel it out. My semester at U of T is coming to an end, so once that happens, I'll have more time. But yeah, probably at least once a month. Yeah.
Thank you so much for talking to me.
Yeah.
Kate Madigan, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.